Researchers collected sediment samples from all five Great Lakes and analyzed them for stable isotopes of mercury. This so-called chemical fingerprinting found that in Lake Superior, most mercury has traveled a ways in the atmosphere, while in Lake Michigan, the sources of mercury are roughly split between the atmosphere, nearby industries, and land runoff. UW-Madison graduate student Ryan Lepak says the fingerprinting should help regulators better target the sources,
such as industry, and that's where you'll have to mitigate, mercury loading.
A separate study by the U.S. Geological Survey and other agencies finds global mercury emissions from human sources dropped 30% between 1990 and 2010. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.